The Racing Pulse Trials Expert opens up the Trial Files.
It's great to have Glenn Ingram back in the studio after sunning himself on a few of Australia's great beaches because he's been making that much money with his selections lately. I'm surprised we've got him back at all. How are you, mate?
Good, mate. How are you?
Very good. You've been flying lately.
Yeah, no, we've been going well, haven't we?
Well, we don't look in the rear vision mirror too much here because we talk about the next day and
that's
today.
That's right. You're only as good as your last winner.
That's exactly right. A lot of good horses trialling this time of year. It must be difficult for you to be pinpointing the really good trialers and those that are almost hidden.
Absolutely. And very difficult also with a lot of Sydney horses coming down.
Yeah.
So I've had to use Tom Haylock quite a bit. This week, I think there's one race there, the Bobby Lewis. I think there's about six horses coming down first up from Sydney. So very challenging. Looks like it's a tough day at Flemington on Saturday, and we've got a couple of good trialers in, so hopefully they run well.
All right, let's get stuck into the review before we look at what we're going to be backing on the weekend. And you've picked one out of the Warwick-Naveel trials.
Yeah, outstanding trial from Archie Alexander's good mare, Mirette, coming off a second placing in the South Australian Oaks last time out. She jumped fast in this seat and travelled strongly throughout. I love the way she worked through her gears in the straight. She was given a very strong hit out and won that easily. There was no time recorded, but it was visually impressive. So watch for her when she steps out.
She's a very, very nice horse indeed. And these are the ones that we're very interested in. You found a couple that haven't actually been named as yet. So we rely on you to remind us when they come around. And these are the ones that we could get a decent price for.
Yeah, absolutely. Lloyd Kennewell produced an exciting unnamed three-year-old filly by Not a Single Doubt out of Mariel. Beautifully bred, $170,000 purchase out of a half-sister to I Am Invincible. She jumped quickly, shared the lead and shot away, showing a sharp turn of foot. It was visually impressive, but the time wasn't quite there. But she looks like she's got plenty of ability.
And this is from the Sandown, the Hillside jump
Hillside,
outs.
The 5th of the 9th. Also, Heat 7, there was a Robert Hickmott-trained three-year-old gelding, Nasu Kawa. Has yet to debut. It's had two very good jump outs recently. Jumped fast, led the heat with his ears pricked and looked to do it easily. He shows a really nice action and travelled strongly throughout, and he's definitely a horse we want to follow on debut.
Okay. From Flemington jump outs, the 6th of the 9th, who were the couple that grabbed your eye?
Plenty of horses accepted for Flemington on Saturday. Strasbourg, I thought, was quite good. He jumped out with Liar and Zutori. Zutori finished off in behind him. Liar, I'm not sure if we spoke with Anthony Freeman yet, but
Just spoke to Sam Freeman then.
Yeah, well, it's worth noting she's been back to the jump outs and she wore bandages on both hind legs. So I'm not sure if that was a precaution or there's maybe cause for concern.
No, they're all very happy with her. All I didn't mention bandages, but neither did Sam. Said that she's progressing really well.
Okay, that's good. So Zutori finished in behind and, like I said before, Strasbourg went very well. Trialled in Sydney and then come down and had that good jump out. So he might be an improver coming into his three-year-old season.
Absolute flirt, I see, is in on Saturday. What do you make of its jump out?
Very good jump out. Wasn't asked for a lot. Damien Oliver was in the saddle and obviously Race Fitz had the two runs this campaign. Went to the line hard held. Hawker Hurricane is back at the jump outs. He goes into Flemington Saturday second up after being beaten in the Mackenzie Stakes. He tracked three wide on the course and went very nicely. And in between them there was Scottish Rogue, who goes to Swan Hill Friday and finds a very winnable race first up.
Ooh, okay. Interesting runner, Your Deal, the ex-Kiwi. What do you make of its jump out?
Yeah, I thought it was a plain effort, to be honest, Michael. It was ridden along, finished fourth, and yeah, look, took a bit of riding, and you certainly couldn't give it a push off that effort.
All right, it's in the Dane Hill as well. Splendor in the Grass goes around on Saturday for Lindsay Park. What do you make of
his
jump out?
Excellent recent jump out. The time was nothing flash, but Jamie Carr looked to have a good hold of this filly. She cruised to the line, left a couple of handy gallopers in behind. A winning partner was one, and Bella Martini, who's a handy mare with the Team Hawks. She certainly looks like an improving filly moving into her three-year-old year.
And an international from the Tiaka stable, Caliburn, is an interesting runner. In the first, what do you make of its jump out?
Yeah, I loved his jump out. Obviously, he's quite fit. He's coming off a nine-week let-up, raced in Newmarket last start. But he had a good bunny here in the Corstens runner, Just Jilted, wearing blinkers, shot away early. And Caliburn, I love the way he hit the line, and it was very strong through it. So that was quite sharp over 800 metres, and he goes to that 2,500 metre race on Saturday.
Yeah, in the first at Flemington. You've been all around Australia, or Victoria, I should say, Cranbourne, Wodonga and Mornington. Who were the best out of those jump outs and trials?
I thought Knowles was outstanding, as she usually is, trials. Well, I'd like to see her put it together on race day now with Jason Warren, was with Darren Weir. Look, she looked outstanding in the coat, and she had a good jump out at Mornington prior to that, so she's going really well. And Huntley Castle, the Derby candidate, resuming off a short break, I thought he was a standout performer there at Wodonga with a soft trial win over 1,200 metres. It was more of a track gallop. He's flying, so very keen to follow him.
All right, we've got a big red asterisk next to that one. I want to ask you about Rostropovich, who we get to see on Saturday. Gee, I was impressed with its recent trial. What do you make of it?
Yeah, excellent Cranbourne trial, and probably more so I loved his jump out prior to that at Flemington. So he's certainly a horse that's going well. I think he's probably over the odds. I know it's a tough race. I did hear the stable say that he might be better from the run, but gee, he looked good.
He did. He did indeed. He could be a big player when the cups come round. Speaking of Saturday at Flemington, of all the jump outs and trialers, what's your best bet?
Well, it's actually not off the trials, Michael. I'm very keen on the Adelaide horse from the David Jolly stable, Rocker Bascarana. Comes here. He's a three-year-old gelding by Fighting Sun. He's undefeated in two starts. It looks like he's got a really high cruising speed. Jamie Carr takes the ride. And I think he'll get every chance from the good draw. I think he's well found in the betting. It's a really open race. I think it's a really good chance for this horse to come over here and pinch a win up in grade.
Gee whiz. That's in the Antler Luggage Exford Plate race number 3. Current market, what price is it currently?
It's about $5. That's well found.
All right. Not too bad. I'll put you on the spot. Who wins the Maccabi Diva? Can anyone beat Mystic Journey?
I think she's beatable, but gee, three starts at a mile, unbeaten. It's a tough race. Look, like I said, I'm keen on Rostropovich at the odds, but it's hard to go past the favourite.
All right. Now, give us your best anywhere. You alluded to one that you might like today, or is it Friday?
We got one in Friday, Michael, after an excellent jump out late last month. Sign of Usuri. Race 1, number 4. Very keen on that jump out at Flemington. Ran away from the second horse, who ran well, ran second in a benchmark 70 on the Ballarat Synthetic last start. He's had the headgear removed. He had the bubble cheekers and the blinkers taken off after his debut run. He's first up, and I think that could be the difference on race day. He looked a really mature horse, and very keen to back him at about the $3.80.
All right. Well, we've missed that. It's into $3.50, so get going, punters. Trained by Tony and Calvin McAvoy, Sign of Usuri. Race 1 tomorrow at Swan Hill.
There is also another one at Swan Hill, Michael. Race 2, number 2, Danger 1. Took a while to find a jump out here. He's last seen at Campdown in February. Was very sharp. Punters have been all over. It was open $10. It's now into about $3.50. Look, we haven't seen it lately, so we're not sure how it's going. But if you go off that jump out at Camperdown in February, it's going to be hard to beat.
Gee, Kylie Vella trained $10 into $3.50. Danger 1. Might be the little running double tomorrow to build the bank at Swan Hill for Flemington on Saturday. Good on you, Glenn.
Thanks,
good
Michael.
Punting over the weekend.
Cheers.
Glenn Ingram, of course, you can see all the trial files on punters.com. We'll put them up on the RSN website as well. 9 minutes to 10. On the other side of this, Mickey Guerin. But before that,